isn't any better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
WMFR in Medford.
Cure these maddie lettuce, tomatoes.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Scotland Yard for the body of Bond Scott.
Was discovered last night in a car.
Postmortem will be carried out later today.
It was the result of some heavy drinking.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
To be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Pressure to record a follow-up to Highway to Hell, AC/DC returned to London in January of 1980. Malcolm and Angus Young invited Bond to the studio, eager to play him the new music for their next album.
They were fantastic. He's looking after himself. Yeah, his teeth were all fixed.
Got myself a one-way ticket.
And he said, you know, we're just about ready for you, Bond. You know, so maybe next week sometime, you know. And of course, it never happened, you know?
Bond would never put lyrics to the music Malcolm and Angus had written.
You said you love me, baby. On the phone sometime. said you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your voice, you know it is my worry, man. Now, boy, you're talking about blue boat delay. These blue boat delay.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Come on over here so I can talk to you.
You can't talk to me when I'm playing blue, nobody.
Hey, but wait a minute.
Listen for you.
Boy, this sure tastes good.
Oh, it's some good stuff. This is some good stuff.
All you folks out there don't know what we're doing here. We're talking about soul. Hey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Well, now, I hear the people talking in the neighborhood talking about me. Said another mule. What did he do?
And then I went home, Bo Dilly. Little Walter, take my key out of my pocket and stuck him in the hole. And unlocked my door. My wife.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform and educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight I am mixing you up a truly canonical Tears of the Gods theme. One that I think really captures the difference between a Tears of the Gods sound collage and a plastic sushi strawberries and thyme sound collage. Because tonight we're going deep with the tracks rather than the plastic sushi style of genre jumping from song to song. Our theme this evening is called Black and Blues, and it's another in my series of ethnomusicological explorations of the idea that hard rock and heavy metal music come directly from the music of Black American blues musicians. We last explored this idea in February with our Black History Month special that featured Howlin' Wolf and Jimi Hendrix. And tonight, our headline feature of the Black and Blues theme is AC/DC's perfect album, Back in Black. Every song on it completely rocks. It's the second best-selling album in musical history, right after Michael Jackson's Thrillers. And tonight, we're going to, well, I'm not going to play you the versions of the hit songs on there that were on the album. Instead, we're going to have alternate live versions of those. But then we're going to go deep and explore the rest of the albums with the kinds of songs that they don't play on, say, WAAF or WZLX, right? Yes. No, the deeper cuts from that album. And then, we're going to be mixing that up with Black American blues guitar players, including Hound Dog Taylor and Elmore James and John Lee Hooker and Lightnin' Hopkins and T-Bone Walker, who, besides significantly contributing to the blues genre that way, were so profoundly influential on all of rock and roll. And there's a couple of ways to explain how this all happened. One of them would look at Muddy Waters, who came up from the Mississippi Delta to Chicago. And he had an acoustic guitar, and he didn't have enough money to buy a real electric guitar, but he wanted it amplified, and he was able to figure out how to put a pickup on his acoustic. He plugged that into a vacuum-tubed amplifier, cranked up loud, and, well, you know, that's the classic sound of blues and rock and roll. So we began the show with Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters, and Little Walters all jamming together on a track called Long Distance Call. And then we heard some excerpts from VH1's Behind the Music documentary on AC/DC. And we'll be hearing more of that, but he was describing the final days of Bon Scott, AC/DC's original lead singer, who tragically died in 1988. He went out and he drank a lot, and then, as he was wont, well, as he was wont to do, and then he went to sleep in a car, and he threw up while he was sleeping in his car, and he choked on his own vomit. And it doesn't take much for that to get caught in your windpipe and choke you and kill you. It's a sad story. But ultimately, that tragedy led to one of the absolute greatest albums of all time. And as you'll hear Malcolm explain a little later, the music for the songs was all written by Malcolm and Angus at that point, and they were ready to have him come in and listen to them and write the lyrics. And I don't think the album would have been as good with Bon. It would have been a different album. That's absolutely sure. And backing me up right now is Junior Wells, Chicago Blues Band with Buddy Guy. This song's called Chitlin Con Carne. And, well, in the next set, some things I wanted to mention to you particularly. The third song in the next set's going to be T-Model Ford and Gravel Road, covering Howlin' Wolf's original How Many More Years. And, you know, we're talking about the roots of heavy metal. Compare that to Led Zeppelin's How Many More Times on Led Zeppelin 1. And that's where that came from. And another thing I wanted to mention is the incredibly excellent guitar interplay between Malcolm and Angus. And Malcolm's guitar is always on the listener's left, and it's Angus on the right. And we've got two Malcolms in the mix this evening because our audio clips, are the political parts of them, are coming from Malcolm X, the freedom fighter, African-American freedom fighter of the 1960s. So we're going to start off with a song that is so deeply ingrained in my psyche. You Shook Me All Night Long. Isn't that a canonical blues lyric? Just like I'm gonna rock you and I'm gonna roll you, baby, all night long. Yes. So I remember being a 17-year-old freshman at college after everybody was moving in and being outside the dorms on a beautiful September day. Somebody was blasting out this song out their window and seeing a particular girl who I had an incredible crush on and hearing this song with my heart beating like crazy. I never got over that whenever I saw her. Eventually, I developed a relationship with her roommate, Martha, and in fact, I lost my virginity to her. Afterwards, I said, well, there goes my virginity, and Martha slapped me because she thought I was kidding her. But, well, in any case, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with our theme of black and blues. And we are going to start off with, we also heard Hell's Bells. It was on the Backtracks Disc 3 Alive version. And we're going to that same AC/DC archive for this other big hit off of Back in Black. Here's a live version. A live version of You Shook Me All Night Long.
She kept the
could stop Bond's wild ways. Not even his beloved mother.
Not another empty bottle.
You didn't tell Ron what to do. I never went too far. I just said I didn't like him drinking, but when you get to that stage, they don't listen to you.
Scott went out drinking in London with a friend.
He went out just for a drink, a relaxation, you know, maybe to clear the head, you know, and then look forward to getting into his writing, come up with some ideas, you know. He had it all in front of him.
Are you gonna treat me like a
Scott was only 33 years old, but his time was running out. After a night of heavy drinking, Bon ended the evening alone, passed out in a car parked outside his friend's house. In the morning, he was found dead.
We'll be right back.
taught me stand. You can't explain a death and how it affects you, you know. Everything just is numb. It's as simple as that.
From what I still can gather, he had fallen asleep, you know, in a car, and more or less, you know, asphyxiated, you know.
He choked through the night, the position he was sleeping in, you know.
tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, our theme is called Black and Blues. And we are exploring the incredible importance of the Black American blues guitar players on heavy metal, well, actually hard rock, and all of rock and roll. What we're doing tonight is we're mixing up tracks from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album with alternate live versions of the biggest hit singles on that. And we're mixing that up with the likes of T-Model Ford and Elmore James and Arthur Big Boy Crudup. In fact, that's who we heard in the last set. We began with the Backtracks Disc 3 version of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. Yes, one of the live versions of it that exists. And then we heard from Arthur Big Boy Crudup, That's All Right. T-Model Ford and Gravel Road followed with How Many More Years, which was, I think, quite certainly a big influence on Led Zeppelin's song called How Many More Times on Led Zeppelin 1. And both of them are great songs. And then we heard from the original Back in Black album and Have a Drink on Me. Elmore James after that, Rolling and Tumbling, B.B. King, She's Dynamite, and we finish things off once again with the Back in Black studio version of Shake a Leg. And our audio clips in there, in that last set, included some from VH1's Behind the Music documentary on AC/DC, and more particularly Malcolm and Angus Young talking about Bon Scott's last night of drinking and dying. Backing me up right now is Jimmy Dawkins, and Triple Trebles is the name of this ambiance. And I wanted to let you know about the 12th annual Honk Fest that's coming up. It's a street festival of activist bands in Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston, and it's taken place Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Honk Fest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged do-it-yourself music. And the events are completely free and open to everybody. For 12 years now, the Honk Festival has been rocking out outdoor complacency in Somerville and surrounding areas with a rousing brass and percussive spectacle that's impossible to ignore. Honkfest is all about building community, celebrating participatory culture, and standing up for social justice. Boisterous music, energetic dancing, flamboyant costumes, and eye-catching visual art prove to be the perfect combo for raising awareness about socio-political issues, all while putting a broad smile on the faces of everyone who participates. For more information, visit honkfest.org on the web. That's honkfest.org. And of course, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Community Radio. So, we have, well, actually the structure of tonight's show is pretty much long sets, and that was almost a half hour of music before, and we're going to have almost a half hour of music coming up next. And, well, you know, talking about AC/DC, I believe Malcolm Young is perhaps the most underrated big-name rock guitar players. And as Angus and many others have said in interviews, Malcolm's the bedrock of the band, an outstanding rhythm guitar player. And, well, I think he's just not appreciated enough. And, of course, well, now, several years ago, he left the band due to dementia. And he's in a home right now. And, well, that's terrible. But at least he's not dead like Bon Scott. Yes. Well, let's get the next set off with some blues music, of course. We're going to be hearing in this next set from John Lee Hooker and Lightnin' Hopkins and the Magic Sam Blues Band, as well as AC/DC's two tracks from Back in Black that I had fun mixing up for you. And we're going to start things off, though, with another Black American blues guitar player. Here's R.L. Burnside. Quah! Going down Quah! South.
Like that, but I heard her feet. see, we're on a mission from God.
Hey! This is the devil's job, man. My baby, she reap. Baby, she gone. Baby, got something I sure do love. Her baby, do the boogie. Holla, baby, do the boogie. Holla, baby, do the boogie. If it take you all night long.